The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906, you've heard me speak of the Bader luck. There is none. At least not with this Bader. None good. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, when it comes to games of chance, I can't remember, was it Jerry Kramer's book? No, it was another, it was a Packer you never heard of. I can't think of his name, but he wrote a book about being a washout. Steve Wright, maybe something like that. A Lombardi Packer. And he wouldn't bet because he had the worst luck in the world. Somebody once told him, if you're a 50-50 loser, don't bet. And he gave the example of a 50-50 loser. If there are two doors, like at a public institution, you know how that is. There are two doors. One of them's locked. If you pull on the locked door every time, don't bet. You're a 50-50 loser. I do it every time. If one door is locked, and here's because I tend to pull on the right door, you know, to my right. That, well, apparently that's the one they always lock. Actually, that's not true because testing that theory, I've pulled on the left one. Whichever one I pull on, I'm unlucky. I don't buy scratch-off tickets. I don't go to casinos. I'll get in penny ante card games, you know, where you're just a few bucks to make it interesting. But I consider that for fun. I've played a slot machine once in my entire life. I don't. I joked earlier about my snow thrower breaking and suddenly the storm is tracking north into Wisconsin. Coincidence, maybe. Why do I bring this up? 40 million card accounts at risk after data breach, Target says. I know you're hearing it here last. I know this story's been all over the place everywhere. I know. They believe this went through December 15th. What day is that? That was Sunday? That was Sunday. When did I go shopping at Target? When was that? Sunday. It was. It was. Was it? No. Wait. Hold. I don't know. I've shopped at Target during this period. I know that. I know I have, and of course I used a card. I always use a card. I have gone virtually cashless. I've been trying to keep a little cash. Just for whatever, you know, just to have cash. But I just every transaction, it seems, is with a card. And they keep making it easier and easier. You don't even have to sign for, you know, if it's $50, is that the limit? Yeah, if it's under 50 bucks, it's just zip, zip. Your transaction is complete. Do you want your receipt? Well, yeah. Yeah, actually, I do. I just guarantee that I need to do everything I can to check the security of my card because out of these 40 million, I'm pretty sure I'm in it, and I'm going to get nailed. By the way, we've already had a card compromised, and we never really found out how it happened. We just know they were buying groceries in southern Florida with our credit card number. We never quite figured out how they did that. Credit card that they did it to is actually really good about that stuff, though. And, Target says information from approximately 40 million of its customer credit and debit cards swiped in stores may have been compromised by a data breach during the height of the holiday shopping season. So they don't know who was all breached. They know there's a window where they could have harvested these cards. That's what it comes down to. So again, am I worried? Yes. The data breach occurred between November 27th and the 15th of this month at U.S. stores, Target said in a statement this morning. Target said it immediately contacted authorities and financial institutions once it became aware of the breach. The Minneapolis-based company said it was teaming with a third-party forensics firm to investigate the breach. Target's first priority is preserving the trust of our guests. And we have moved swiftly to address this issue so guests can shop with confidence. We regret any inconvenience this may cause. Now, having to wait in line longer than I would like, that's an inconvenience. You not having the item I want, that's an inconvenience. Me having to park further from the store than I want to, that's an inconvenience. This is not an inconvenience. By the way, I'm not ripping on Target. The lesson here is we're not safe. And this is where I, being, and I know I'm not alone, have gone to virtually cashless. This is not a secure system. I mean, it is, but it's certainly not an entirely secure system. We are taking this matter very seriously and are working with law enforcement to bring those responsible to justice. The U.S. Secret Service is investigating, but declined to provide further details. Brian Krebs, who first broke the story for KrebsOnSecurity.com Wednesday, said the breach couldn't have come at a worse time for shoppers and Target. Well, I hardly think that's a coincidence that they pulled this off during the holiday, the Christmas shopping period. By the way, quick digression. Matt, who's filling in for Jason today. Matt, did you have in the morning show that most people prefer, did I hear you have that? Happy holidays over Merry Christmas? No, you didn't have that. Well, then I read it while I was listening to you. That must be because somehow I thought that you had that on the morning show here in Green Bay. I may try to get to that later on. Anyway, I don't think of another day in the calendar when Target or anyone else could expect to have more people in stores, more deals, traffic, more swipes. Perfect day to launch an attack, Krebs told ABC News. Krebs said the breach involved the data stored on the magnetic strip of cards used only in stores and not online. That's because, so they were harvesting from the strip, not the number. The breach, said Krebs, may extend to nearly all of the 1,797 Target stores nationwide. It's what they're harvesting is the information that's stored on the strip, name, card number, expiration date, other info. If bad guys can steal that card, they can actually create a second copy. This is what I've all, and I didn't know this. This is what I always wondered about. And that's what I suspect happened when one of our cards was previously breached, that somehow they got that data and they created a second physical card. That's really tough. I mean, that's really tough. And let's see. If thieves can create a second copy and were able to intercept a PIN number, that could allow them to withdraw money from ATMs. And that's what's really tough. Okay, it's one thing for them to use your credit card to make purchases, and that's bad. But cash is cash. And when it's gone, it's gone. Well, here's some advice. Customers who may have been affected should pay extra attention to their debit and credit card statements. You know what? I will admit, I used to be bad about this. I scrutinize my statements now. I look at everything. And it's kind of annoying because I don't know every place my wife shops. She doesn't know every place I shop. And then I always get, well, who'd you have dinner with there? Or who'd you have lunch with there? Not that she thinks anything nefarious. It's like, how come you're spending money going out for lunch when you're supposed to pack a lunch every day? Advice to customers, be vigilant. Pay attention to your statement if something doesn't look right. Well, yeah, that's always sound advice. Here's the real lesson here, though. And right now, everybody's talking about Target, and Target's stock is down about 1%. Think of this. Think of the infrastructure that we built, this digital commerce infrastructure that we built. Now, there are keys. It's behind lock and key, but any lock can be picked. Imagine picking one lock and getting into 40 million houses. That's what most people don't understand. Imagine if one turn of a key opened 40 million houses in America. That's the system that we've built. And every once in a while, we get reminded it's not very secure. All right, straight ahead. Is, as I've hinted on the air, is J.B. Van Hollen running for state Supreme Court? Democrats pretend to do something right or do the right thing when they're not. And after 9:30, the budget deal and military veteran benefits. It's 9:17.